And what about your older patients?
Yeah, so older patients, it's a little tougher. I think the older is also in the eye of the beholder a little bit. So we don't have a magic number of 60 or 65 for auto transplant. We still will discuss with patients who are fit and want to be aggressive. But frequently, we will off-study use something like bendamustine rituximab, very well tolerated, works well, appears to be superior to R-CHOP, at least based on the STILL study. So this is typically our strategy.
And what about maintenance there?
Yeah, so the maintenance therapy after bendamustine rituximab did not seem to improve outcomes, which was kind of interesting. So I guess one could extrapolate from the R-CHOP data, but even in that study, the other arms did not show a benefit to rituximab maintenance. So typically we limit it to R-CHOP or after auto transplant.